Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Do you agree with the idea of animal testing? Now, of course, this is back in the news again because PETA have penned a letter to the Yale University president, Peter Salovey, calling on Yale to stop animal testing during and after the COVID-19 crisis. The letter urged Yale to stop current and new animal experiments, ban the breeding and purchase of research animals, and increase transparency around animal testing. Michael Bracken, who's an epidemiology professor and research scientist, said that animal experimentation is crucial to help develop treatments, diagnostics and vaccines for COVID-19. And I want to get your thoughts on this today. I mean, I know many people are uncomfortable with the fact that animals are used in science. Primates have been used for COVID-19 for vaccines. I heard this morning on the radio Luke O'Neill actually talking about genetically modified mice who have obviously been infected purposely with COVID-19. I imagine that's the way they do it. And then, you know, try to see can they cure it or see can they come up with a vaccine to stop them spreading it, etc., etc. They believe it's cruel and that some scientists will use mice, monkeys and other animals to search for treatments. But the argument is that you can't experiment on a human being, although there are some human beings I think we could experiment on. I won't name names. But the argument is you can't experiment on a human being. But can you experiment on a human being rather than an animal? I mean, does an animal have rights? Let me know what you think. Do you agree with animal testing in the search for a vaccine for coronavirus? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Jacinta, who is a member of PETA, you obviously are against, Jacinta, against animal testing in any form.
Oh, yes. Hi, Niall.
How are you doing? Okay.
Good to talk to you.
It's good to, good to talk to you too. Okay, so as we know, you know, when it comes to COVID-19, currently at the moment, you know, they're using genetically modified mice, primates, yeah. Depending on which country. I know there are only primates used in this country, but I know in America there would be. But the argument is that they have to test it somehow, and some of these could, you know, for the toxicity levels, maybe too toxic for human beings, and if they test on a human, it could do, an, you know, absolute untold damage, where, sure, it's only a mouse. You know what I mean? I mean, is that fair?
Yeah. No, it's not fair. Because what I've seen, what I witnessed, Niall, the last couple of weeks, the last couple of months on, you know, what they do to animals in testing laboratories is absolutely horrendous and sickening. And people out there that would say, well, it's only this, it's only that, they feel pain. They have feelings. They're terrified. I mean, I want to go into the graphic details of what I witnessed, but I don't know if I can. Now, I know...
Well, give me an example of, obviously, well, it's daytime radio, is, be conscious of that, okay. but give me an example of what you're talking about.
I've written to the laboratories in America, you know, I'm involved with PETA, as I say, against all this testing, but I've seen different videos, one with where they pick beagles, because beagles are very, very gentle, they've, you know, they're not aggressive at all.
Beagle dog, and yes, yeah.
Beagle dog, yeah. They drill holes, Niall. I've seen this live, into their brains, and they inject distemper. And the animal goes absolutely mad, jumping around the cage, causing injury to itself, bleeding profusely. I've seen tubes put down beagle's mouths. I've seen the guy slap its head and throw it into the cage again. Because people who do this, Niall, they're obviously not the full shilling, you know.
Well, anybody who treats...
Yeah.
Look, there's an ethical way of doing it and there's an unethical way of doing it, right? And I understand the point you're making. And anybody who, you know, if they're using beagles or if they're using mice or rats and they're treating them with complete and utter... Well, you could argue they're treating them with disrespect by using them in the first place. But if they're slapping the animal and flinging them into cages, not feeding them properly or looking after them, that's a whole other issue. There should be regulations, and there is regulations, for example, here in relation to, you know, how you treat animals while they're in your custody, so to speak, when being used for testing. But the argument is, if you've got a new drug, or if it's a drug for COVID-19, particularly at the moment, of course, because that's on the agenda, or a vaccine for COVID-19, do you jab a human being in human trials with a vaccine that's never been tested on an animal for toxicity levels that could possibly kill a human being? You know, would it not be better that the mouse died first and then we go, well, okay, that's too much of whatever ingredient. We need to remove that because that's obviously dangerous to you know, because these mice would be, as I heard this morning, and I don't really understand it completely, but they're genetically modified to replicate human beings. So maybe you understand that better than I do. I don't understand it. But they genetically modify these animals to make them similar to human beings. And if it's to be tested on an animal first, you know, I think losing an animal is not as bad as losing a human being. Or would you would you disagree with that, would you?
Well, you know, it's just the pain point of view now. Now, I know coronavirus is a huge issue here, and we're talking about human beings dying, you know. But it's just, I see it from a cruelty point of view. Now, most people who call in today will probably say, look, we have an epidemic around the world. We need to find a vaccine, blah, blah, blah.
Well, a lot of epidemics. I mean, look, we've had other diseases. We've strokes and heart attacks and cancers that we test on animals, you know, drugs on animals all the time. And they're killing more human beings. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the torturous way I've witnessed these videos and the suffering that the animal goes through. And I've sent you on those videos, but I don't think Aisling could open them up, you know.
I'd say they'd be quite. And I have no doubt, Jacinta. I would be very disturbed to watch them because I love animals.
You're
a
dog lover, and I know, and you're a lovely person, and I'm a great fan of yours.
Ah, thanks, Jacinta.
No, I really mean that. I think you're super, and the topics you cover, you know, and I got such a laugh the other night. Anyway, I won't go into it.
Oh, this is I know the one you're talking about. With the man going to the Bahamas and Jimmy. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That was it. I just cracked up.
A lot of people have been talking about that. It's on our podcast if anybody wants to go back to it. Okay.
Well, Jimmy is a bit of a pain, but anyway, that's another issue now.
Okay, but getting back, I mean, I do see the balance somewhere. Maybe you don't, obviously, because you're in Pisa, right?
Yeah.
But like if and I don't want to ask you the $1 million question, but if you're lying in bed in your deathbed, Jacinta, and I hope it never happens to you, right? And a doctor said to you, I have this injection that would cure you, Jacinta, tomorrow. But it's been tested on animals. You're not going to say no. You're not going to say no to it, sure.
No, thanks.
Ah, you wouldn't, Jacinta.
I don't think I would, Niall. No, I'm not in that situation. I don't know. But I am. I don't know why I have this affiliation with animals and pain and suffering and everything. You know, it's absolutely paramount in my life. And I don't know if I would if I knew it was tested on animals. I just don't know. Because most of the people who would say, oh, she's talking a load of rubbish, you know, if she was on her deathbed, she would. But they haven't seen those videos. They haven't seen the torture and the pain that these animals go through.
But we tend to blanket out in our minds because, I've seen the videos. I've seen the videos of chickens.
Cat's eyes kept open.
Oh, look, absolutely. No. Look, I know what you mean. But I think as human beings, sometimes we blank things out and put them in the back of our minds. I've seen the videos of chickens being prepared for some of these chicken burger places, right? Or for chicken nuggets and all that. And these animals and the way they're decapitated and still hanging alive. I've seen all that. But I'll still go into Kentucky Fried Chicken and buy a burger. So if I was to think of that video when I'm eating the burger, I wouldn't eat it.
You'd be sick.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You wouldn't eat it.
But we have an ability as human beings to think of the better good, that we need proteins and food, and we put it in the back of our minds, unless, of course, you're a vegan or a vegetarian.
I'm trying.
But at least you're making an effort. Okay, I'm not going to do it, but I could call you a hypocrite because you do eat meat and you understand, and I'm sure you've watched videos of how animals are slaughtered, you know, for food.
It's horrendous.
There's no, people say, oh, well, you know, it's an ethic, we're killing them in an ethical way.
We're not.
There's no such thing as killing an animal in an ethical way. You're killing an animal.
Horrendous.
Absolutely. Okay, but getting back to the animal testing. If we find, you know, a vaccine for coronavirus, it would make a huge difference to the world at the moment, I believe, according to some of the experts. And the only way they're going to test it is usually on animals, and then they'll do human trials afterwards, once they feel it's reasonably safe to test on human beings. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it's for the better good of the world, Jacinta, is that not the whole point? I don't know. I'm not saying dripping shampoo into cat's eyes and things like that. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about that stuff. Everybody agrees that stuff is, you know, it's for the scum of society to do stuff like that. But if it's for the better good of society.
You see, again, I suppose there's no way of testing on an animal in research laboratories humanely.
No, there isn't. You're right.
When they inject something into it or, you know, whatever they do to the poor thing, they don't know what the reaction is going to be to the animal, to the brain, to the body, how it's going to feel, how it's going to react.
Absolutely. It could paralyze the little animal. It could be in pain. Yeah, absolutely. Or it could die in the most painful way.
Yeah.
But yeah. their argument is, if I had have injected that into a human being and they died in the most painful way, which would be worse? So what you're arguing, Jacinta, is essentially that animals have this, be it right down to a little mouse, have the same rights as human beings.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I had a spider in my bathroom the other day now. And I wouldn't kill it. And he was like a tarantula.
Oh, you want to see me with three spiders? And these, I got three spiders the other night. They were as big as your hand. I said, I've never seen that like it. I was meant to tell Helene about them, actually. I have never seen that like these three spiders. They were up on the wall, right? But I got them into a glass. I scooped them into a glass and I gave them their freedom out in the garden.
Yeah, you're a man after my own heart. Yeah.
I would never kill a spider. Okay, but stay there for a second. Let me go to Peter. Peter, you're on Classic Hits. Peter, how you doing?
How's it going?
Peter, I get what Jacinta's saying. And look, she's a heart of gold. But, you know, when it comes to the crunch, you know, Jacinta believes animals have the same rights as human beings. I love animals, but I don't believe they have the same rights as human beings.
And I'm 100% the same. I love animals myself. But Peter and Jacinta and a lot of others out there that think anytime something like this comes up, they put up these videos of animals being tortured. But in these labs, the animals are not being tortured in the way that the likes of PETA and animals' rights...
Well, they will find the worst videos, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll find the worst videos and put them up. They won't put in the mouse, whatever is in the lab, it's getting fed, so that it can be tested properly and so on and so forth.
Yeah, but the argument is you're still... But hang on, Peter. The argument is, let's say COVID-19. So we purposely infect a little mouse with COVID-19 to test a few cures on him. And then we inject him with something and go, see if it cures him. And he goes, ah, Jesus, that didn't work. He's dead. I mean, there's nothing really ethical about that, is there? He's dead.
Well, isn't it better a little mouse than a human being?
I agree, but that's the point Jacinta's making. There's no ethical way of killing somebody. You're still killing them.
And then for her to say that she'd be lying on a deathbed and there's an injection that can cure her, and because it was tested on an animal, she's not going to take it. And she's family and loved ones that want her to live, and because this drug she needs has been tested on an animal, she's not going to take it. I don't believe that for 1 minute.
I did say to Niall, I guess maybe that was a flippant remark. I don't know if I'm not on my deathbed, you know, but if I was, I'm not. Yeah. I don't really know, Peter. Do you know what I mean? Mm. It was kind of a flippant remark. I don't really know. Maybe if I was on my deathbed, I'd be terrified.
Are you quick to put up on your websites and Facebook and everything else the worst possible videos you can find to say that this is what's happening?
Peter? That's because
they're putting things out there that are not correct.
But they are, Peter, you might think she's picking and choosing videos. And right, look, Peter do pick and choose which videos are the worst, obviously, to put them up there to get the message across. But you can't, Peter, the videos do exist. They are real situations.
Absolutely.
100%. And these are not the videos of the labs that have been used to test medicines. The videos that they put up, say, for instance, when... Going back to things on greyhounds.
Because you're the greyhound fan, yeah.
What was PETA and RTE doing putting up a video of a dog in a different country getting boiled alive? What had that got to do with what was happening in Ireland with greyhound racing? They tried to dramatise and put into people's minds that this is what goes on every day in society and in this country and in the testing of animals. And how many rescue centres have PETA got, Jacinta, here in this country? How many rescue centres have he got for horses, for dogs, for cats? How many rescue centres have he got?
I don't think they have any in Ireland, actually.
PETA. No.
Yeah.
Because you do nothing for animals that have been abused or hurt.
Oh, that's not
you
true.
You have just a society that are registered as animal rights activists.
Okay,
and
Peter.
That's
okay, Peter, relax for a second. Sorry, Jacinta, go ahead.
Niall, I have written to about the puppy farms here. I wrote to Paul Hogan, who was minister for, I think it was agriculture years ago. I've written to the Taoiseach about other animal cruelty. I'm a member of the DSPCA. I help so much with cruelty here to animals. You know, I'm involved in almost everything. And Peter,
what has Peter got? What have Fia de Go? What rescue centre have Fia de Go?
But why does it specifically have to be here?
Because you take thousands of euros and funds off people every single year. You take donations off people every single year, promoting yourselves as animal rights activists, and you have not got one shelter or one place where an animal can go that has been injured, neglected or abused. You write to people, you talk to people, but you do nothing physically about anything that happens to animals in this country.
Well, I've only recently become a member of PETA, okay? Now, I'm doing a conference with them on the 16th, and I will bring that up. But
why not?
Wait, Peter, let her finish. Let her finish, Peter.
But as regards me, Peter, I protest everywhere where I see animal cruelty. Yes, I was involved with the Yulin Dog Festival. I think that's horrific in China. But, I mean, the puppy farms here, I've been involved with the horses, you know, with helping to get them shelter.
When we talk about PETA, is a lot of it not about money as well? I mean, Jacinta, I mean, Ingrid Newkirk herself, she's not skint by any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah.
She makes a substantial amount of money.
That's true, and you could argue that point.
And there are many other shelters. I don't want to start naming names of the famous shelters we're all aware of. Some of them are making good money.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, the CEOs are making good money.
But they do good work now.
I'm not doubting that for a minute. But I mean, when you're running charity or when you're doing, and I've always had this argument in relation to charity, when you're doing something for charity, I'm not saying people should have to work for free, by the way. There is always going to be those who volunteer to work for free, and they do when it comes to animal, you know, rights and all that kind of stuff.
I wouldn't feel right, you know, if I took money from
but
them.
But there are people out there who do it, and they do it with a good heart, but they are making a substantial amount of money out of it.
And I get Peter's point, you know, and it's very valid point. But they don't.
Another point is this. You actually pay people to protest for you.
When you say yes, you act like I'm the chairman or something. I'm not.
I don't think Jacinta's paying them.
You're acknowledging yourself as a member of PETA and you're on representing PETA.
But there's millions of members of PETA around the world, by the way.
Well, you understand, there is no, but I'm just trying to get a point across that there's proof that they have paid protesters to stand outside not only Greyhound Stadium.
Well, you don't know how true that is. But, I mean, I could also argue, when you look at some of the other protests that are happening around Extinction Rebellion and all that crowd, I mean, there's been absolute evidence there that people are being paid to protest. For different agendas. We're kind of gone off the subject anyway a little bit. I don't want to focus at all on PETA. PETA are the ones that just happened to send the letter to Yale University. Let me get back to the actual topic at hand, which is animal testing itself. And stay there both of you a second. Let me just go to Eileen as well. Eileen, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Eileen?
Hi, how are you?
Eileen, I mean, is it acceptable to test on animals? Test anything on animals?
I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay, why not?
I think there's, like I said in my text message, there's a lot of other people, if they want to go, especially humans, at the end of the day, there's plenty of, like I said, child rapists out there that are proven guilty, and they shouldn't have any rights. If you ask me, my dog should have more rights than them.
Well, on principle, I'd probably agree with you. But in saying that, you know, they are human beings. They are being punished and in jail, and you can't do something without their consent.
Being punished in jail now.
Yeah, well, whatever.
The jail
they're incarcerated, but you can't do anything to a human being without their consent. That's just the law.
Well, their consent should be taken away from them when they do something like that.
So you think it would be all right to test drugs on paedophiles and rapists?
Definitely, 100%.
Murderers and things like that.
Well, I don't know about murderers because there's this big argument of, you know, the death penalty that they were found out later.
Well, we could argue the same about rapists or paedophiles, that out of every, I don't know, few thousand that are found guilty, somewhere one or two of them might not have been guilty after all. So you can't start singling out rapists and paedophiles. I know in every man's language it's the most horrible crime, but murder is also a horrible, horrible crime. It kills somebody, that's the end of their life.
So
if you're going to go down that route, you might as well put them all in the pot. Let's be clear, Eileen, that's not going to happen. As much as you might like that to happen, it's not going to happen, right? We're not going to start testing on human beings without their consent. Human beings can be part of human trials with their own consent. But in relation to testing drugs when they're at a dangerous stage, if we look at how, you know, the medical advancements we've had over the last 80 years and the cures we've had for many diseases which have been eradicated in this world, and many that we've got better at treating, including cancers. More people live nowadays, people live longer, etc., etc. All of those, or most of those, have been tested on animals at some point. We wouldn't be where we are today probably without testing on animals. That's the argument, isn't it? So do you see any benefit to it, Eileen?
Well, obviously, as you pointed out, there's a benefit. I just don't know how far they're willing to go. And as you said there, we're never going to get it past the a paedophile is going to be able to be tested.
No.
So, and we're never going to stop animal testing either.
No. And is it? Do you think it's okay to test a vaccine on a little mouse?
I'd go with a rat.
So you're doing it on personal preference, Jacinta, on the animals you like. What about a goldfish while we're at it? Liz, I have to take a break anyway. Thank you for that. Oh, she would go with a rat rather than a mouse. I know most people get a bit squeamish around rats, don't they? Mice can bother some people too. They generally don't bother me at all, any of those kind of animals, rodents of any description. All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. Number's 087-188-0008. Is it all right to test drugs? We're not talking about cosmetics, because somebody said earlier on, I thought cosmetic testing was banned. Well, it is in most countries. And I wouldn't like to think anywhere would be still, any of the kind of main brands that you see would be still testing on animals. Just check. It always says on the back of your shampoo bottle or whatever it is, not tested on animals. It does usually say that. Jacinta, a lot of people texting in relation to PETA. And do you agree with everything that PETA stand for?
Well, as I said, Niall, I just became a member about 2 months ago.
Because they are a bit OTT. I mean, there was even a suggestion that they were taking dogs from people's gardens and stuff like that because they don't agree with people actually keeping a domestic pet. You know, they believe that all animals should be liberated.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which I don't think... I did hear a member of PETA on radio go back a while ago there in RTE, and they described keeping a dog as kidnapping. And it should be illegal. It should be illegal.
I shouldn't have said I was a member of PETA because I'm getting... I feel like I'm the chairperson here.
I want to explain to people. No, being a member of an organisation doesn't necessarily mean that you're running it.
I just feel, you PETA people. And I'm like, oh God, I'm branded. I should have just said to Ashley, look, I'm speaking up against research.
I agree with
them.
Yeah,
you
okay.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay.
Because...
Well, we'll stay there for a second, Jacinta.
I suppose a bit ignorant, but I mean, overall, I think they do great work. They really do great work. And I mean, just to reiterate...
So you're kind of an a la carte member. You're an a la carte member.
Well, I suppose... How does that sound? I don't know. Yeah. You can put it that way. But I mean, when I think of PETA and what they've sent me, I've gotten to the point now where I can't even look at them now. I mean, a monkey strapped, his arms strapped, his head... you know, with a belt around it, his legs are strapped where they come and stick needles in him and cut him and do this and that. It's horrific.
And I know people are going to say that's the extreme. But you know, when we talk about, generally speaking, the majority of animals that are used in labs are usually mice and rabbits. You know, I mean, primates, in this country, by the way, Helena, can you check? But I don't think there's many primates used in this country. I remember reading out, because they release figures. They do it every year. They release all the figures, all the colleges, Trinity, everywhere else. They all use animals, of course, you know, and you know, when they're doing experiments and all the rest. And they released figures there a while ago. And there was dogs. There was dogs, definitely. There was rabbits.
Dogs. Oh.
Yeah, rats, mice. But I think the majority would be mice and rats. But as far as I remember, I don't think we do primates in this country.
Okay.
You know, for animal testing. Okay, well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Jake. Jake, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Jake?
Hello, Niall. Yeah, long time listener, first time caller.
Jake, nice to talk to you.
You too.
Good. Jake, do you think it's okay to test drugs and vaccines and be it COVID-19 or whatever it is on animals before you test on humans?
Do you know what, Niall? I think the sort of state of play is that that horse has already gone. You know what I mean? We tested paracetamol on
mice and rats. Yeah, we did.
So this, the product of animal testing is already embedded in society, and we use it. We take it for granted every day. So I don't see what the story is.
Well, I know we've got better. I mean, a lot of times now what they will use is human plasma, human blood, human tissue. And that's with permission of obviously people who leave their bodies to science, etc. So that's still, they prefer to try and use that if possible. But sometimes they do need a living creature.
I think that's the sort of the crux of my argument is, if you want this treatment to appear on the shelves so we as a species can use it, what price do we pay? It's impossible to say, like your previous caller said, let's test it on paedophiles and you know, Muppets. I mean, I'm all for that. You know what I mean?
There's a couple of politicians out there.
Exactly.
We could use if they want to volunteer.
there's a wealth of candidates out there now, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There's a wealth of candidates.
Yeah.
But my argument is, I understand that it can be done sensitively. It can be done, you know, like you said, there's no primate experiments goes off as far as we are aware in the Republic of Ireland. But, you know, do we want this cure or not? And if the only way to get this cure, this vaccine, is through animal testing, then where's the debate? That's my point.
Well, the debate,
where is the debate?
That Jacinta, and many people like Jacinta, believe that animals have the same right to dignity and the same right to medical care and the same rights not to be experimented on as you and I would have.
And I suppose my rejoinder would be, my sort of counter question would be, to would she use a treatment for her or her?
I've asked her that, and she probably would. Although initially she said no, but she probably would.
I'm not in that position, so I you know.
Yeah.
I would like to think I wouldn't, but I'm not in that position, Jake. You know?
Right, yeah, that's difficult, isn't it?
It's difficult,
sort of dealing
isn't it?
In
yeah.
Hypothesis, so,
yeah, it's kind of an extreme, you know. Yeah.
By the way, in relation to primates, just to let you know, there are currently no primates that's monkeys for those who don't know, in Irish laboratories, and the Department of Health, who license animal experiments in this country, state that it is the practice in Ireland not to license an experiment involving the use of primates. However, primate experiments are not prohibited by law. It's just that we don't do it. Okay, so they have to. When you want to experiment on animals, you have to have a license to do so. And they haven't given out any licences for primates recently, but it doesn't mean it's against the law. But obviously there's just an avoidance to do it.
Yeah.
Could I ask the lady caller, is she a vegan?
Trying to be, Jake.
And I'm not trying to be challenging or anything. I'm just saying that it's only a sort of minute step to farming, to agriculture, to you know, the vast majority of our food production involves at some stage what could ostensibly be called animal abuse.
Yeah.
Animal cruelty, So it's, you know, I think it's really difficult to sort of live the kind of lifestyle that gives you the right to put forward an opinion that you wouldn't ever use animals in any way, shape or form, especially when it's for something benevolent or beneficial, like medicine, like, you know, trying to improve the current state, especially, you know, this COVID-19 thing.
I do agree with you when it comes to, like, say, you know, circuses, and I always agreed.
Oh, yeah,
and
that I hate too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And look, we've taken huge steps in the last few years. Nowadays, you can't have a circus with animals.
What did they do to him to get him to do that?
And we all agree with that. And most people do. And thankfully, they've been banned in most areas now. You can't have an animal in a circus, or, you know, certainly an exotic animal for any stretch of the imagination. I also agree with you. I believe zoos don't serve a purpose in 2020. But that's just my opinion. Other people might disagree with that. I don't think zoos are a Victorian idea because people couldn't.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I'm totally.
Hang on. Sorry, Jake. You don't agree with me now.
No. Sorry, I was going to endorse what you said. I once saw a polar bear in a zoo, and it was the most miserable looking.
Oh God.
Thing I have. It was just purely depressing. It was like, you know, the sort of.
Yeah, I think zoos, in about 20 years, zoos will be, well, certainly they will have to slowly close them because they can't reintroduce these animals into the wild because they wouldn't be able to fend for themselves. So I think over time zoos will vanish because zoos were an idea, a Victorian idea, so as, you know, young people could get to see animals in the flesh because we didn't have the air travel that we do now or get around the world. So, and we've also got YouTube and we've got Discovery Channel.
And this is probably the debate, isn't it? Like you said, for entertainment, it's an absolute. It's anathema. You do not want to be using, you know, that
animals for entertainment. No, I agree.
Yeah, but does that give any weight to the argument that you shouldn't use them for?
No, well, I think that's where myself and yourself and Jacinta would disagree because Jacinta believes that the animals have the same right. I mean, Jake, even
entertainment, I wouldn't approve that at all.
Okay,
and you remember when we were growing up in the 60s? Now, do you remember going to Dublin Zoo? and the lions and the tigers would be in a very small cage.
That's right.
Just pacing up and down. It was horrendous.
Oh, it was horrendous. But can I, if I will give Dublin Zoo one bit of kudos, looking at zoos around the world now, even though I disagree with zoos, it is the best zoos, the best zoo now, and the enclosures are beautiful. And it's as close as you're going to get to the real thing and to the wild, but it is certainly, it's still a zoo, which I don't agree with, generally speaking. But some people do, and they find them entertaining and want to bring their kids to them. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping, numbers 087-188-0008. Somebody says, I think Jacinda has signed up to PETA in the same way that many people have signed up to Black Lives Matter. They did so as an emotional reaction with the best intentions, but failed to read the small print. I think, you know, it's, that's what I said, it was kind of a la carte, isn't it? Lorenzo, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Lorenzo?
Oh, good. Hello, now. How are good. You?
Yeah, Lorenzo, you're a vet.
Yep.
And basically, as far as you're concerned, every drug needs to be tested on animals.
Well, it's just that the problem is, first, is that by protocols, by the World Health Organization, the protocols involve, all the protocols involve use of animals.
Yeah, before you move on to kind of, well, human trials, obviously you're a vet.
Yeah, so basically, I mean, the protocol is long, but once the molecule is not toxic, the molecule is tested on cells, then on tissue, organs, system of organs, and then you start with living creatures in general.
Mm. Yeah.
And then you move to basically from a mouse to a dog to a monkey and then to humans as well. Now, if we are talking about aesthetical testing, I'm totally agree with do not do any animal testing. There is
yeah,
no
for testing shampoos and perfumes
exactly,
and ridiculous stuff like that.
Stick on a peak is not, yeah. No, it's nonsense.
Yeah, stick it in your own eyes, yeah.
Exactly, but the problem is, as a vet, by law, I have to prescribe an animal remedy if possible. But if an animal has a rare condition and there is no drug available, I can prescribe a human substitute.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Yeah, I had a dog years ago. She was a West Highland Terrier, and she was on heart tablets that you would give to a human.
Exactly. Yeah. But nowadays, you have heart tablets, even for dogs, with no problem. But if it's a rare condition, and there is no drug available, I can prescribe you a human one, if there is. So then the question is, would you give your dog a human drug not tested on animals that potentially we have no idea?
Oh, I get what you mean. I get what you mean, yes.
I mean, your dog can get, like, can die in 2 seconds, can die even worse, can improve, can have a third eye in front, can have a...
I know, left. I know.
You know, we had no idea.
But see, the argument is by some people, and you being a vet would probably understand this more so than anybody else, because you're dealing with people who are quite passionate about their animals and would spend as much money bringing their animal to a vet as they would their child to a doctor. So, I mean, but the argument for some people is that a dog, for example, or a rabbit or whatever it is, has as much right as a human being. Now, this was challenged, by the way, in the Supreme Court in New York, where thankfully there was a primate. Took a case. Well, somebody took the case on behalf of the primate, obviously, saying the primate had the same rights as a human being. This is about 3 years ago. Now, they lost the case, and they said the primate didn't have those natural rights. But do you believe that dogs and cats and have the same rights, you know, to medical intervention? Obviously, they can't vote or anything like that, but should they have the same rights as a human being to live?
Well, I believe they have the same right to live away from a welfare point of view, by definition, to avoid any type of unnecessary pain.
You could argue testing drugs on them is unnecessary pain because we breed beagles and other dogs just to test on them.
Well, we breed even dogs with huge severe conditions because they are nice.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all the Chihuahua has a condition called hydrocephalus. I mean, the head is big like this because it's genetic malformation. But we still breed them because he's cute and nice. So
that's essentially cruelty, isn't it? Crossbreeding.
Yeah, I mean,
crossbreeding is cruelty.
All the brachycephalic dogs, so bulldogs, French bulldog, English bulldog, boxers, all the dogs with the flat face, they breathe noisy because they are choking themselves. And we still breed them because it's nice. This is a nice face. Is that animal cruelty?
Well,
probably.
Okay. Probably is. I mean, listen, Lorenzo, I've run out of time. I'm going to continue this conversation again. It's been lovely talking to you today, all right?
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.